Protocol 9, Re-education. 1. In applying our principles, take note of the character of the people in whose country you live and act. We must adjust our methods to suit because a general, identical application of our principles to all cultures cannot succeed, at least not until the people have been re-educated to conform to our pattern. But by approaching their application cautiously, you will see that, in less than a decade, even the most stubborn character will change and we shall add a new people to the ranks of those already subdued by us. 2. The words of the libertarian, liberty, equality, fraternity, which are really just rallying cries invented by us, will, when we come into our kingdom, be changed by us into words that are no longer used to rally support, but only an expression of idealism, namely, into the right of liberty, the duty of equality, the ideal of brotherhood. That's how we shall put it. We shall catch the bull by the horns and turn those words to our advantage. We have effectively already wiped out every kind of rule except our own, although legally there still remains quite a lot of them. Nowadays, if any state protests against us, it is only done according to our planning, at our discretion and by our direction, for their anti-Semitism is an essential way for us to manage our lesser brethren Jews. I won't talk further on this topic, because the matter has already been discussed many times. Jewish superstate. 3. There is nothing to limit the range of our activities. Our supergovernment exists within special legal conditions which are commonly referred to by the energetic and forcible word, dictatorship. I am in a position to tell you with a clear conscience that when the time is right, we, the lawgivers, shall execute judgment and sentence, we shall slay and we shall spare. We, as head of all our troops, are following the lead of our dynamic ruler. We rule by force of will, because in our hands are the fragments of a once powerful party, now vanquished by us. And the weapons in our hands are limitless ambitions, burning greediness, merciless vengeance, hatreds and malice. 4. It is from us that the all-engulfing terror proceeds. We have at our service persons of all opinions, of all doctrines, restorative monarchists, demagogues, socialists, communists, and utopian dreamers of every kind. We have harnessed them all to the task. Each one of them is independently chiseling away at the last remnants of authority, is striving to overthrow all established forms of order. By these acts, all states are experiencing torture. They cry out for tranquility and are ready to sacrifice everything for peace, but we will not give them peace until they openly acknowledge our international supergovernment, and with submissiveness. 5. The people have howled about the necessity of settling the issue of socialism by way of an international agreement. Their division into political parties has given us control over them, because in order to carry on a contested struggle one must have money, and the money is all in our hands. 6. We might have reason to prevent a union forming between their clear-sighted force of the Goy kings on their thrones and the blind force of the Goy mobs. But we have taken all necessary measures against any such possibility. Between the one and the other force we have erected a wall in the form of mutual terror between them. In this way the blind force of the people remains in our side and we only, shall provide them with a leader and, of course, direct them along the road that leads to our goal. 7. In order that the hand of the blind mob may not free itself from our guiding hand, we must every now and then enter into a close rapport with them, either in person or through some of the most trusty of our brethren. Once we are acknowledged as the only authority, we shall discuss with the people personally on the market, places, and we shall instruct them on how to enter into politics in such a way as may turn them in the direction that suits us. 8. Who is going to verify what is taught in the village schools? We cannot allow the words of government representatives, or of a king himself, to become immediately known to the whole state, because it will be spread far and wide by the voice of the people. 9. in order to destroy the educational institutions of the Goyim while we still can. We have infiltrated them with great cunning, and we have taken hold of their syllabuses. Their syllabuses were once laid out in careful consideration, but we have replaced them by the chaotic ideas of liberalism. We have got our hands into the administration of the law, into the conduct of elections, into the press, into liberty of the person, but principally into education and training as being the cornerstones of a free existence. Christian youth destroyed? 10. We have fooled, bemused and corrupted the youth of the Goyim by rearing them in principles and theories which are known to us to be false, and we have taught this through repetition. 11. We have taken the existing laws and have twisted them into contradictions of interpretations without substantially altering them. Doing this has produced wonderful results. These results are that these laws were effectively destroyed, owing to the fact that the interpretations of the law masked the intent of the law. Eventually, these interpretations entirely hid these laws from the eyes of the governments owing to the impossibility of making anything out of the tangled web of legislation. 12. This is the origin of the theory of arbitration. 13. You may say that the Goyim will rise up against us, guns in hand, if they guess what is going on before the time comes for our complete domination. But in the West we have not maneuvered against this of such appalling terror that would cause even the very hardest of hearts to convulse. The undergrounds, those subterranean corridors which lie beneath the capitals, before the time comes, those capitals will be blown into the air with all their organizations and archives.